This is PokerSoftware.com's podcast number 4 for April 1st, 2010. I'm your host, Sean Gibson, and today we're going to have on Disco Bisco from Deuces Cracked. He's a coach, as well as a small stakes and medium stakes player. We'll be talking poker as well as poker software. And finally, we have a very exciting announcement from Dennis Bragg from Sit and Go Wizard, and we'll be talking about his amazing program. So let's get right to it.
It's now time to bring on our guest. His name is Eric, but you probably know him as Disco Bisco. He's a featured instructor at Deuces Cracked. Eric, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Well, definitely good. And could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been a coach at Deuces Cracked?
I've been playing poker for about 6 years, started in college, standard stuff. Just didn't really get too crazy about it until maybe a couple years ago. I've been a coach at Deuces Cracked since late December of 2010. Well, it's been a pretty good time. They get me some good business, and I enjoy making videos for them.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. That's actually how I, for our podcast listeners, wanted to bring in Disco Bisco, is because, one, he's a very well-respected member of the forums, as well as he's a great coach, and I really enjoy his videos. He's helped my game. But, dude, I gotta ask, you've got one of the weirdest screen names ever. Where does it come from?
Disco Bisco. There's a band, the Disco Biscuits, and I'm a big fan. I even have a little tattoo on my arm of their symbol. And the symbol in my avatar is basically their symbol. They're just like an electronic kind of jam band. It's good stuff. I enjoy listening to it, and I'm one of those people that just finds a band they like and kind of goes with it. I don't listen to tons of different music and stuff like that. So that's where the name comes from.
That's disappointing to me completely, because in my mind I've always imagined your Disco Stew from The Simpsons just walking around in some some suit, you know, just rocking the 70s, and you don't care.
No, it's not anything about disco, actually, and I think that the title is a little misleading in that way. It definitely doesn't have anything to do with disco music at all.
All right, well, let's talk about some poker here. You know, PokerSoftware.com, we've actually did an article together. It was quite a few months ago. We talked about HUD and HUD stats and all the great things that you should be using. And you were more of a minimalist approach. And first question, a two-part question here. One, what poker software do you use? And secondly, could you talk a little bit about what you think makes up a good HUD?
I use Hold'em Manager. I used to use PT3, and I don't think there's really anything wrong with PT3. I just think Hold'em Manager is a little bit quicker. And as far as like my HUD, I mean, I do agree. Yeah, I'm definitely like the minimalist. I don't like to clutter up my table to where I can't see stack sizes and I can't see players who have cards. So I basically just have the standard, like, you know, VPIP, PFR, hands, C-bet, fold to C-bet, 3-bet, fold to 3-bet, steal, and then some aggression stats. But pretty much anything else, like positional stats, like, you know, how often they raise in early position or late position, or how often they 3-bet in those situations, I just click on the pop-ups. And I definitely don't, I mean, most people use, they put the player's name on their HUD, but I just think that's pointless, because you can just click on the pop-up and it'll say their name right there. And so that's just one less thing to have cluttered on your table.
Agreed. I think it does help having the name when it comes to rush HUDs, whether you use Poker Tracker 3, which is fantastic for rush poker, by the way, not to take anything away from Hold'em Manager. I think that's the one case it does help, but I agree with you. I think a more minimalist approach is the way to go, and using your table reads, and maybe that means you play a little less tables, but you go a little bit more with your poker instincts, and you always have the pop-up there, right?
Yeah, I definitely live and die by the pop-up. Like, anything I want to know past what's on my HUD, I can just pop it up. And I don't play 24 tables or anything crazy. I usually play, like, 12 to 14 at the most. And so I definitely have time to, you know, sit there and study the pop-up for a couple seconds in a crucial spot. I do agree, though, that, like, I guess the rush poker thing, I didn't even think about that. I haven't played much rush poker at all, but see how
it's crack.
Having the name would help.
Poker crack. Do not play it.
Yeah, I definitely haven't messed around with rush poker too much, except at, like, the small limits, just to see how the HUD functionality was, and just to see, you know, what I thought of rush poker. But
and you're playing, what are you playing these days?
I'm playing 100 no limit full ring. Trying to play about 60,000 hands a month. Doesn't always happen. I'm pretty busy with a lot of coaching requests, and I try and not miss out on life too. You know, I like to hang out with friends and go dupe on stuff. And then, so, you know, I'd say this year I've averaged 50,000 hands a month. Occasionally I'll mix in some 200 no limit when I see some good games, but I really don't play that much of it, as I just don't quite feel as comfortable there.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about your relationship with Deuces Cracked. And in your estimation, what can it do for players that are looking into potentially getting a subscription to a poker training site?
Well, I mean, basically, you know, I guess there's two options to get better. Three options. The first one just be, you know, get coaching. That probably is, well, it's not the most expensive. The third one's the most expensive, but first one just be get coaching, which I think is probably going to help you out a lot more than just, you know, using the training sites. The second one, I guess, is just get a subscription to a training site and watch as many videos as you can. I mean, there's just so many good videos from so many quality players that, you know, if you can't, you know, take away a ton from it, then I'm not sure that coaching would help you anyway. And then the third would be do both, which is probably the best option. And I mean, I just think, you know, watching a lot of videos is good, but when it comes to applying some of those things to people, to like your own game, people kind of struggle with that. Whereas like having a coach actually watching you and telling you like, this is something you're doing wrong live while you're playing can definitely go a long way to actually triggering in your brain. Like, oh wow, you know, this is wrong. I should do this now. Because I know I've done it in the past where like I see somebody on a video saying, oh, well, I should do this and this and this and this. And I think, wow, that'd be cool. But then I don't actually like go apply that into my game because I haven't had somebody actually telling me while I'm doing it. But I think the training sites are great. I mean, I certainly think you can learn a ton. So that's basically my stance on the coaching and the training.
Yeah, it seems Deuces Cracked does such a great job diversifying the videos they have for all the different games, all the different formats, and also the coaches, because they all seem to bring their own unique angle to whatever they're doing a video on, right?
I believe so. I mean, some coaches are kind of just, you know, more serious and they take it, you know, real serious. And some like to kind of, you know, lay back and be serious, but kind of have fun while they make the video too, which is what I think like Nolan usually does. And then I've kind of tried to take after his approach in video making, you know, kind of a little bit of goofing around, but still being serious at the same time. As far as the variety, I mean, you're right. Like they don't just, you know, there's not just like everybody playing full ring or, you know, everybody, you know, just sitting there sweating themselves at full ring, telling you what they're doing. I mean, you know, they like to have fun with it and they like to like do different types of things. Like Nolan did series on three betting and, you know, No Limit Full recently just did a video about just stealing 100% of the time and what interesting spots you can get into there. So, you know, it's a lot of variety and I think it's great. So if I ever switch to Six Max, I'll definitely be watching some Six Max videos on Deuces Cracked for sure. So
to kind of wrap up the interview, I know you play at Full Tilt and they made some wholesale changes in terms of what they do with their buy-ins and stuff. What has your assessment been for Full Tilt since that change has taken place? And do you think it's something that PokerStars should be implementing?
I mean, I definitely think that, you know, PokerStars should probably get with it and do the 35 big blind thing. I think it's helped the game. Surprisingly, though, my win rate hasn't been helped by no shorties, and I don't know why. But I definitely like it. I think it just makes the game play truer. You know, I definitely enjoy the 35 BB rule. I mean, the shorties were just kind of killing the games in the sense of, like, even fish probably weren't having as much fun playing poker because they had these 20 BB rat holers just shoving on them every time, you know. And so, you know, you don't want to do anything that risks taking away, you know, fishier players from the games. Overall gameplay is just much better now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a total fish, and I mean, I never liked sitting down with the short stack, so I would just instantly sit at all the deep tables. But now it seems like I can sit anywhere and it's going to be fine and I can just have fun and play. So I'm all for that.
And it's interesting because the lack of shorties actually like killed the deep games, because I think like people were really only playing deep to get away from the shorties.
Right.
And
yeah.
Like, so now there's really not as much deep action on FTP. I don't know whether that's good or bad, because there's definitely a lot of people that certainly enjoyed playing their deep games. I was never one of them. I mean, I would sit at deep tables, but usually not buying deep because I'm just not comfortable. I haven't, you know, trained myself in deep play yet.
Right. So, well, Eric, really appreciate you joining us here on the PokerSoftware.com podcast. For our listeners, you can find Disco Bisco at Deuces Cracked, and I highly recommend his video series and his coaching. Eric, thanks again.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good day, guys.
It's now time to turn our attention to Dennis. He is the developer of Sit and Go Wizard. Dennis, welcome to the PokerSoftware.com podcast.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for having me.
So tell us, what is your experience with Sit and Go Wizard? How long has it been around? And what has your life been with this program that seems to be very, very popular with Sit and Go players?
Well, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I started working on it about 5 years ago as sort of a side project. I purchased, there was an original ICM program put out about five or six years ago, and I purchased it and used it, and it kind of opened my eyes to, as far as playing tournament poker. And I'm a developer professionally, so, and I typically like to tinker around with stuff on the side, and I started playing around with ICM, and pretty much pretty quickly figured out that I could probably produce a better program than what was already out there. So I spent about a year on it, and finally about 4 years ago started marketing it, and it's just kind of just taken off from there.
We have caught wind that there is a huge announcement for Sit and Go Wizard. We would love to hear it straight from your mouth.
Yes, it is it's a big announcement for us. It's very exciting. We are about to partner with Hold'em Manager, and somewhere around April 13th, we will be releasing a version of Hold'em Manager that has the Sit and Go Wizard fully integrated.
That sounds pretty awesome. Are there any details about the cost of the add-on? You know, maybe the size of the download would be anything tremendous. What's going to be the big draw here for Hold'em Manager users that have the program existing that are going to be looking at Sit and Go Wizard for the first time?
Well, the cost will be exactly the same as it is now, $99, whether it's integrated or standalone. And for the $99, you'll be able to get both the standalone version and the integrated version. As far as the advantage in Hold'em Manager, you'll be able to select hands in Hold'em Manager and analyze them with the wizard without ever leaving Hold'em Manager. So the whole Sit and Go Wizard user interface runs completely in Hold'em Manager.
So there is advantages to using Hold'em Manager and Sit and Go Wizard in an integrated fashion. It'll work together a lot more seamlessly rather than standalone.
Yeah, you won't have to switch back and forth. And Hold'em Manager allows you to... The nice thing about Hold'em Manager is that you have instant access to all of your hand histories from the database. You're able to filter them and kind of narrow down. If you want to just look at particular types of hands, you can do that in Hold'em Manager and then quickly analyze them in the wizard.
Very cool. Is there any sort of trial period with Sit and Go Wizard to try it out for free? Or
yes, there is. There's a 30-day free trial, and that will also be effective with Hold'em Manager. So if you've never tried Sit and Go Wizard before and you try out Hold'em Manager, you'll get a free 30-day trial of the Sit and Go Wizard as well.
Speaking from the heart here, A, I'm a fish to begin with, but B, I'm not a Sit and Go guy. I don't mind playing Sit and Goes. I like playing Sit and Goes, but finding the right way to improve my game has been difficult, and one of the reasons why I've shied away from playing Sit and Goes. What can Sit and Go Wizard do for me? Just, you know, I'll play a bunch of Sit and Goes, and then what happens?
Well, what happens is you would import your hand history. If you're using Hold'em Manager, you'd already import your hand histories, and you'd be able to review your hands in the wizard. And as a new player or a player who's not an expert tournament player, what you'll find is you'll find some really big mistakes that you're probably making. I think you mentioned, Sean, you're more of a cash game player, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, so in cash game, cash games are a little different in that you're typically playing fairly deep stacked. And so in cash games, your post-flop play is very important. Tournaments, on the other hand, as the blinds go up, you start getting toward the end of the tournament, you start getting to where the blinds are big and your stacks are relatively short. And when that happens, your decisions become pretty easy. It's either push all in or fold. And that's where the wizard comes into play, is where it will analyze your hand based on the opponent hand ranges that you enter, and using independent chip model if you're at the final table. It'll tell you what the correct decision is, whether to push or fold. And as a new player, what you'll find fairly quickly is you're probably making some pretty big mistakes. And those are the mistakes late in tournaments that are really costing you money.
Well, it's striking me that a total beginner would benefit the most with Sit and Go Wizard, but it also seems like, you know, veteran Sit and Go players that really want to keep themselves honest and keep improving their games and keep their games tight would also benefit with this program.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, the beginner program, the beginner user is going to find big mistakes that he's making. But an experienced program, even after you use the wizard for a while, you, as long as you continue to review, you continue to get better. And especially as you start moving up in stakes and start playing bigger buy-in tournaments, even the small mistakes are starting to become significant because in dollar amounts, they're bigger. Even the small mistakes become, you know, important as far as when it's converted to dollars. So it's just like anything else. The more you review, the more you learn, the better you get, and the more money you'll make.
There's one thing that I noticed on the website for Sit and Go Wizard, and that's that there's a quiz section. You know, what is that? How will it help me?
Well, what the quiz does is it's a mode where it generates random hands for you and asks you to make a decision, push or fold or call an all-in or whatever. And the nice thing about the quiz mode is that it's very customizable in that you can set it up to concentrate on a very specific situation. For instance, if you wanted to, practice calling all-ins from the big blind with four players remaining in the tournament. You can set the quiz mode up just to do that particular situation, and it'll generate a series of fairly random hands that will ask you whether you want to call that all-in or not. And so that's a great way to learn very specific situations and improve your weaknesses.
Well, I got to be honest, Dennis, this sounds like a program I'm going to be spending a lot of time with come April 13th, you said?
Right around April 13th, yes.
Well, I'm very excited about it. I know our listeners will be too. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us here on the PokerSoftware.com podcast.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
All right, take care. So that'll wrap things up for podcast number four. We'd like to thank all of you, the listeners, for tuning in here to PokerSoftware.com's podcast. A big thanks goes out to Disco Bisco and talking about Deuces Cracked, as well as some of the things going on at the poker tables, as well as we thank Dennis Bragg for Sit and Go Wizard and the exciting announcement that will be integrated with Hold'em Manager. We'll see you next month.